Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The headlines read, Food Stamp Use Soars and Stigma Fades. Well, the situation has changed a lot since I was Secretary of Agriculture. We were trying then to get control of the growing cost of food stamps. We were beaten up in the press because we classified ketchup as a vegetable. Well, it is a vegetable. It's a tomato. Anyway, we felt there should be some work requirement to receive food aid. It's a new day now. The Department of Agriculture's food stamp program helps feed 1 in 8 Americans, 1 in 4 children, 36 million people. And on top of that, USDA estimates that there are 15 to 16 million eligible people that are not getting stamps. We are reaching only about 2/3 of those that qualify. With national unemployment at over 10% and another 7% more that have given up looking for work, the program is growing at a record rate. And some regions are in worse shape than others. 1/4 of the population in some counties receive food stamps. And in 750 counties, 1 in 3 blacks are on the program. In St. Louis, Memphis, and New Orleans, half of the children are on food stamps. The severity of the situation cannot be blamed just on the recession. Single mothers oftentimes stay single so they can continue to get food stamps and other government assistance. There are some counties and cities where food stamps have been a way of life for decades, from generation to generation. The program is well-intended and is a lifesaver for many, but is also abused by some. As a farmer wanting to sell as much food as we can, I like the program. Also, I sympathize with those in need, and in that regard, I like the program. But at the same time, I worry about the abuse of the program and the creation of a whole new entitlement. Do we demand health care as an entitlement? Food as an entitlement? Can housing be far behind? And that's your food for thought for this week. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and part.